If the stars should appear one night in 1,000 years, how would men believe and adore and preserve for many generations the remembrance of the city of God? Emerson. Other world? There is no other world. Here or nowhere is the whole fact. Emerson. 1. Twilight. It was a dazzling foresun afternoon. Great golden Onos was high in the west, and little red Dovim was rising fast on the horizon below it. When you looked the other way, you saw the brilliant white points of Trey and Patru, bright against the purplish eastern sky. The rolling plains of Kalgash's northernmost continent were flooded with wondrous light. The office of Claritan 99, director of the Jonglor Municipal Psychiatric Institute, had huge windows on every side to display the full magnificence of it all. Shirin 501 of Saro University, who had arrived in Jonglor a few hours before at Claritan's urgent request, wondered why he wasn't in a better mood. Shirin was basically a cheerful person to begin with, and 4 Sundays usually gave his normally ebullient spirits an additional lift. But today, for some reason, he was edgy and apprehensive, although he was trying his best to keep that from becoming apparent. He had been summoned to Jonglor as an expert on mental health, after all.
"Would you like to start by talking with some of the victims?" Claritan asked.
The director of the psychiatric hospital was a gaunt, angular little man, sallow and hollow-chested. Shirin, who was ruddy and very far from gaunt, was innately suspicious of any one of adult years who weighed less than half of what he did. "Perhaps it's the way Claritan looks that's upsetting me," Shirin thought. "He's like a walking skeleton."
"Or do you think it's a better idea for you to get some personal experience of the Tunnel of Mystery first, Dr. Shirin?"
Shirin managed to laugh, hoping it didn't sound too forced.
"Maybe I ought to begin by interviewing a victim or three," he said. "That way I might be able to prepare myself a little better for the horrors of the tunnel."
Claritan's dark beady eyes flickered unhappily. It was Kubello 54, the sleek and polished lawyer for the Jonglor Centennial Exposition, who spoke out.
"Oh, come now, Dr. Shirin, the horrors of the tunnel? That's a little extreme, don't you think? After all, you've got nothing but newspaper accounts to go by at this point, and calling the patients victims, that's hardly what they are."
"The term was Dr. Claritan's," said Shirin stiffly.
"I'm sure Dr. Claritan used that word only in the most general sense, but there's a presupposition in its use that I find unacceptable,"
Shirin said, giving the lawyer a look compounded equally of distaste and professional dispassion.
"I understand that several people died as a result of their journey through the Tunnel of Mystery. Is that not so?"
"There were several deaths in the tunnel, yes, but there's no necessary reason at this point to think that those people died as a result of having gone through the tunnel, Doctor."
"I can see why you wouldn't want to think so, Counselor," said Shirin crisply.
Kubello looked in outrage toward the hospital director.
"Dr. Claritan, if this is the way this inquiry is going to be conducted, I want to register a protest right now. Your Dr. Shirin is here as an impartial expert, not as a witness for the prosecution."
Shirin chuckled.
"I was expressing my views of lawyers in general, Counselor, not offering any opinion about what may or may not have happened in the Tunnel of Mystery."
"Dr. Claritan!"
Kubello exclaimed again, growing red-faced.
"Gentlemen, please,"
Claritan said, his eyes moving back and forth quickly from Kubello to Shirin, from Shirin to Kubello.
"Let's not be adversaries, shall we? We all have the same objective in this inquiry, as I see it, which is to discover the truth about what happened in the Tunnel of Mystery, so that a repetition of the unfortunate events can be avoided."
"Agreed," said Shirin amiably. It was a waste of time to be sniping at the lawyer this way. There were more important things to be doing. He offered Kubello a genial smile. "I'm never really much interested in the placing of blame, only in working out ways of heading off situations where people come to feel that blame has to be placed. Suppose you show me one of your patients now, Dr. Claritan, and then we can have lunch and discuss the events in the tunnel as we understand them at this point. And perhaps after we've eaten, I might be able to see another patient or two."
"Lunch?"
Claritan said vaguely, as though the concept was unfamiliar to him.
"Lunch, yes, the midday meal. An old habit of mine, Doctor. But I can wait just a little while longer. We can certainly visit one of the patients first."
Claritan nodded. To the lawyer, he said,
"Harim's the one to start with, I think. He's in pretty good shape today. Good enough to withstand interrogation by a stranger, anyway.
What about Jistin 190? Kibello asked.
She's another possibility, but she's not as strong as Harim. Let him get the basic story from Harim, and then he can talk to Jistin. And, maybe Chimelit. After lunch, that is.
Thank you, said Sheeran.
If you'll come this way, Dr. Sheeran.
Galeriton gestured toward a glassed-in passageway that led from the rear of his office to the hospital itself. It was an airy, open catwalk with a 360-degree view of the sky and the low gray-green hills that encircled the city of Junglor. The light of the day's four suns came streaming in from all sides. Pausing for a moment, the hospital director looked to his right, then to his left, taking in the complete panorama. The little man's dour, pinched features seemed to glow with sudden youth and vitality as the warm rays of Onos and the tighter, sharply contrasting beams from Dovim, Patru, and Trey converged in a brilliant display.
"What an absolutely splendid day, eh, gentlemen?"
Clariton cried with an enthusiasm that Sheeran found startling coming from someone as restrained and austere as he seemed to be.
"How glorious it is to see four of the suns in the sky at the same time! How good it makes me feel when their light strikes my face! Where would we be without our marvelous suns, I wonder?"
"Indeed," said Sheeran. He was feeling a little better himself, as a matter of fact.